There's this verse in the Bible I love to tease my wife with once in a while. It's this one here, found in Proverbs 21, verse 9. It says, "It is better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman." Of course, I guess the opposite could be true, too. It'd be better for my wife to go live in the backyard than to have to share the house with a bossy, commandeering grouch of a husband. This verse is simply stating that some things, like peace of mind, are worth more than creature comforts. I can't exactly remember when it was that I first noticed that your financial well-being is not directly tied to your level of satisfaction in life. Rich people simply have the same problems as us, but at a different level. In fact, sometimes their problems can seem a little overwhelming. I think it was Shakespeare who once said, "Uneasy lies the head that wears a crown." With big privileges come massive responsibilities. So money isn't really the secret to life satisfaction. Which is why the Bible points out that there's no point having a great house with 7 bedrooms and a swimming pool if you can't live with the people who happen to share it with you. Talk to people whose marriage is miserable, and most of them will tell you they'd rather have a studio apartment with some peace and quiet than to go on living in constant tension the way they do day after day. And of course, that's why financial planning is only part of the package when it comes to charting your course through life. Who you marry is one of the biggest single factors in how your life is going to turn out. Marry the wrong person, and I don't care how well you plan the other parts of your life, your existence still isn't going to be everything it could have been. That's why I've already started praying for my daughters, even though they're pretty young. I've also started telling them, look, one day you're going to be old enough to date boys, but here's the rule of thumb if you want things to turn out well. Don't ever date anybody you couldn't see yourself married to for a lifetime. I know it's hard when you're young, but picture yourself raising kids with this guy the way he is now, because very few people actually change after they're married. Now, frankly, I'd rather see my kids a little tight for money now and then than to see them live through a horrible marriage. And apparently God feels that way too, because He says it's better to go without your house than to live in a perpetual battle zone inside a house. I guess the good news is that if your current marriage is a battle zone, God is personally interested in seeing it get better, and there are lots of ways to improve it. But if you're at that stage in life where you're considering a partner for marriage, for business, for whatever, take this biblical advice to heart, and I think you're going to find it's a much better way to live.
Discover answers to the most common questions of life at BibleInfo.com. That's right, answers to questions directly from God's Word, the Bible. BibleInfo.com is used by people around the world. It's available in 19 languages. Easy and simple to use, BibleInfo.com, answers to life's questions. Log on today and discover the answer you've been looking for, BibleInfo.com.